KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Taking a look at some high school sports from last night. Lots of activity around the area on a pretty nice night in high school track and field. In the Creston girls Lady Panther relays last night, Atlantic ran away from the field with 194 points to capture the team title. Clark had 126 points for second. Creston with 79 was third. Martinsdale St. Mary, Stanton, and Thomas Jefferson, the top six teams. Atlantic got wins from Haley Rasmussen in the 100 and the 400 meters. Nicole Middens in the high jump. Taylor McCready won the 1500 meters. Addie DeArmond was the champ in the 3000 meters. Ava Rush took the 800 meter title. Also, Atlantic got relay wins in the 4x4, the 4x8, the sprint medley, and the distance medley as they pick up that team title. The Trainer girls Cardinal relays last night saw Trainer win with 158 points. Underwood, 100.5 points, was second. Clarinda with 95, and Lewis Central also 95, tied for third. Shenandoah rounds out the top five with 71 points. The Cardinals won seven events, picking up that championship as Rachel Kinsella led the way with wins in the 100, the 200, and the 400 meters last night for Trainer. Also, the Carroll Early Bird co-ed track meet last night. On the girls' side, it was Carroll winning with 142 points. Roland Story second with 118. Audubon third at 106. Greene County and IKM Manning the top five. Carroll won eight different events to grab that team title as Audubon got wins from Hannah Tiggison in the 800 meters, Elizabeth Zeiger in the discus. The Wheelers also won the distance medley relay, the shuttle hurdle relay, and the 4x400 meter relay. On the boys' side, Carroll also winning the team title as they pick up 128 points to edge IKM Manning, who was second with 122, and Greene County, who was third with 119.5. Audubon was fourth with 71 points, Woodward Granger fifth. Carroll picked up seven different event wins last night. IKM Manning had titles in the distance medley, the 4x800 meter relay. Also, Quentin Dreyer won the 1600 and the 3200 meter events. Audubon got wins from Gavin Smith in both the 110 hurdles and the 400 meter hurdles last night. The Lennox Boys Track Invitational saw Cam win the team title with 162 points. Lennox the runner-up with 98. East Union 93 for third. Bedford and Stanton round out the top five. Cam had 11 event winners last night. Lane Speaker and Connor McKee led the charge. Speaker won the 100, the 200, and the long jump, while McKee swept the 110 hurdles and the 400 hurdle events. Cale Moss won the 400 meters. Cade Tickner won the discus. The Cougars also got relay wins in the 4x1, the 4x4, the 4x8, and the shuttle hurdle relay events. At the Shenandoah Boys Mustang Relays last night, Glenwood wins the team title with 214 points. Clarinda with 160 was second. Shenandoah 122 for third. Red Oak and East Mills round out the top five teams. Glenwood had 11 event wins, dominating the relays, winning the 4x1, the 4x2, the 4x4, the 4x8, the shuttle hurdle, and sprint medley relay events last night. Southeast Valley Boys Track Invitational saw Webster City win the Class A team title with 126.5 points. Madrid was second. Roland Story, Gilbert, Pocahontas area round out the top five. Kemper Catholic was eighth. In the Class B team scoring, West Bend Mallard won the title with 151 points. Gilbert with 95 second. Roland Story, Webster City, and Madrid round out the top five teams there. Moving over to golf, the girls' Rolling Valley Conference golf meet was held last night up at Dunlap, and it was Boyer Valley winning the team title with a 206 total. Coon Rapids Bayard shot 223 for second, Cam 226 for third, Woodbine fourth, Glidden Ralston was fifth. Individually among the top five, Caitlin Nielsen of Boyer Valley was medalist with a low round of 44. Kim Daly of Glidden Ralston shot 49. Maddie Holtz of Cam also at 49. Shea Burmeister of Exira EHK was fourth with a 51 in that meet last night. Maggie Hare of Coon Rapids Bayard and Abby Schaefer of Woodbine tied for fifth with a 52 last evening. Also in girls golf, Atlantic picked up a win and against a couple of other Hawkeye 10 conference teams. Atlantic girls shot 198. That was better than Denison's 218 and Kemper Catholic's 260. Ronnie Hook of Atlantic was low with a 48 last night. Also in girls golf, Audubon topping AHSTW 227 to 256. Allie Myers of AHSTW was medalist with a 48. Boyer Valley beat Coon Rapids Baird, Cam, Woodbine, Glidden, Ralston. That was all part of that Rolling Valley Conference meet. Also, Griswold a winner over East Mills, 223-271. Jenna Reynolds of Griswold was the medalist. She shot the low round of 55 last night. Also, IKM Manning beat Tri-Center, 218-235. Kylie Powers of IKM Manning shot 46. Also last evening, Mount Air shot a 240 to beat Martinsdale St. Mary's at 278, and Nottoway Valley, who didn't have a full team score. Melania Haley of Mount Air was medalist with a 57. Red Oak defeated Southwest Valley 273-283. Allie Allison of Red Oak was medalist with a 56. Sydney was a winner last night, winning 223 over Riverside with 257. And Underwood, who didn't have a full team score, Avery Dowling of Sydney shot the low round 42. Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 215-264 as Maddie Lewis of Trainer shot the low 44 last night. In boys golf last evening, it was Audubon winning over AHSTW 186-195. Joey Schramm of Audubon had the low round of 43. Carroll was a winner last night, shooting a 179 to beat Boone, who shot 191, and Ballard at 202. Layden Losh of Boone with a 42 was medalist. Also last evening, it was Xyra EHK picking up a win in the Rolling Hills Conference events. They shot 184, Coon Rapids Baird a 190, Boyer Valley 193, Cam 195, Woodbine 197, and Glenn Ralston a 217. Corey Bantam of Woodbine was medalist with a 39. Griswold defeated East Mills 223-242. Caleb Oakley of Griswold shot a 52 last night. IKM Manning defeated Tri-Center 173-185 as Tyler Brandt of IKM Manning shot a 39. Martinsdale St. Mary shot 222 to defeat Mount Air at 232 and Nottoway Valley at 239. Drew Ellen of Mount Air shot 46 for the low round. Also last night, Maryville, Missouri, topping Clarinda 178-200. Ethan Scott of Maryville was the medalist. Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 169-208. Ethan Kahns of Trainer a 38. Also Underwood beat Riverside 176-202. Kobe Fink of Underwood was medalist, shooting the low round of 38 last night. In high school tennis, the Atlantic girls tennis team edged out Shenandoah 5-4 last night. And for Atlantic, they got singles wins from Nellie Grooms. Also, Genevieve Martinez, Addie Schmidt, all picking up singles wins for Atlantic. Also, Martinez and Engler doubled up for a win last night. And Schmidt and Nicholson also a win for Atlantic in doubles. In boys tennis, it was Shenandoah defeating Atlantic 5-4. Atlantic got wins in singles from Grant Sturm and Ethan Sturm and Brian York. Also, the Sturms picked up a doubles victory last night as well for Atlantic. Also in girls tennis last night, it was Abe Lincoln over Denison 7-2. Creston's over Southwest Valley 7-2. Red Oak beat Kemper Catholic 5-4. In boys tennis, it was Denison over Sioux City East 9-0. Kemper Catholic beat Red Oak 9-0. Southwest Valley over Creston 7-2. And St. Albert beat Audubon 9-0. In high school soccer last night, first in girls action, Thomas Jefferson beat Denison 12-2. East Sac County over Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley 2-1. Kemper Catholic topping Harlan 3-2. Tri-Center 7-1 over Sergeant Bluff Luton. And Van Meter beat AHSTW 10-0. In boys soccer, Denison over Thomas Jefferson 3-1. Lewis Central 1-0 in overtime over Glenwood. Van Meter beat AHSTW 4-1. And it was Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley 4-0 winners over East Sac County last night. In basketball news, Iowa State head coach T.J. Otzelberger announced the signing of Minnesota transfer Gabe Kalscher. Kalscher, who has 2 years remaining to play, is a 6'4 guard from Edina, Minnesota. Kalscher, a 3-year starter at Minnesota, averaged 10.4 points and connected on 183 pointers in his career with the Gophers. He's a career 77.6% free throw shooter. Kalscher was a team captain for the Gophers last season, averaging over 9 points before missing the final 8 games of the year as a result of a right hand injury suffered in practice. He started all 88 games in his career prior to the injury, reaching double figures in 41 of those games. Aaron Henry has decided to skip his senior season at Michigan State to enter the NBA draft. He said Monday he plans to sign with an agent after averaging a team-high 15.4 points for the Spartans last season. Meanwhile, seniors Colin Gillespie and Jermaine Samuels have announced they will return to Villanova next season. In baseball, Kyle Schwarber doubled home a run in his delayed Nationals debut, and Andrew Stevenson had a pinch-hit homer in a 5-2 win at St. Louis. Schwarber, Josh Bell, and Josh Harrison were in the starting lineup after being sidelined for Washington's first 6 games by a coronavirus outbreak that forced the postponement of the team's first 4 games. Also, the Angels rolled to a 10-3 win over the Royals as Shohei Ohtani had three hits and three RBIs. Elsewhere in majors yesterday, Padres beat Pittsburgh 6-2. It was the Marlins 6-3 over the Braves. Brewers beat the Cubs 6-3. Reds 3-0 over the Giants. The Athletics beating the Diamondbacks. The Yankees beat the Blue Jays 3-1. Rays over the Rangers 1-0. White Sox beat the Indians 4-3. Tigers over the Astros 6-2. Mets and the Phillies were rained out in New York. Orioles and Mariners were rained out in Baltimore yesterday. And a veteran secondary has the Iowa defense thinking big heading into next season. The Hawkeyes return all five starters from a defense that gave up only 16 points per game last season in posting a 6-2 record. Senior corner Riley Moss says that unit also has a lot of depth.
It'll definitely breed a lot of growth, which is what we want out of spring ball since we didn't have it last year. So, having that depth and always having people working next to you, I think always makes you a better player, especially, at your same position as well.
Junior safety Kayvon Merriweather says the secondary should give a young defensive line some time to mature and believes it could become a dominant secondary.
Dane has been starting since freshman year, and then Jack is going on his third year of starting. I mean, I'll have experience in the back end. You have Matt and Riley, two definitely experienced corners. I think when we're all on the same page and we're all connected with one another and we all seeing the same things, I think that can be a huge boost for our defense.
Senior safety Jack Kerner says corner Matt Hankins returning for his fifth season is a huge boost for the secondary.
The more guys that we can have that know what's going on rather than just being listeners, the better. And he's one of those guys that he's not necessarily waiting for a safety to give him a call. He already knows it, and we're just confirming it with him. So that's something that I definitely don't take for granted, and definitely excited to have him back.
Iowa's spring drills run through May 1st. That's Check of Sports here this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.